Hey there, relationship adventurers. Welcome back to Relationship Goals, your daily dose of love, laughter, and a whole lot of real talk. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let me tell you, today we're diving into something juicy. Love languages. Ever felt like your partner just doesn't get you? Like you're speaking different languages, even when it comes to love? Well, honey, that's probably because you are. We all express and receive love in unique ways, and understanding these differences is the secret sauce to building stronger, more fulfilling relationships. So buckle up, buttercup, because we're about to unpack this amazing concept. We're going to explore the five main love languages: words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch, and how knowing yours and your partner's can totally transform your connection. First up, let's talk about words of affirmation. These are people who thrive on hearing those sweet nothings, those compliments, those words of encouragement. They feel most loved when their partner expresses appreciation verbally, tells them they are amazing, or simply says, "I love you," with genuine feeling. You know that warm, fuzzy feeling? That's what they crave. Now, if you're an acts of service person, your love language is all about doing things for the people you care about. You feel most loved when your partner helps out around the house, runs errands for you, or just takes something off your plate. It's not about grand gestures, it's those everyday acts that say, "I see you, I care, and I want to make your life easier." Think of receiving gifts. This love language isn't just about material things, it's about the thoughtfulness behind them. It's that little surprise they picked up for you because they knew you'd love it, or that handmade card that shows how much effort they put in. These folks feel cherished when their partner remembers those small details and shows them they are truly valued. Quality time is all about undivided attention. It's about putting your phones down, making eye contact, and truly being present with the person you love. It's those deep conversations, shared experiences, and moments of genuine connection that make this love language sing. And lastly, there's physical touch, hugs, kisses, holding hands, cuddling on the couch. These are the folks who feel most loved when they can physically connect with their partner. They crave that closeness and warmth that comes from being touchy-feely. Now imagine you're dating someone whose love language is acts of service, but yours is words of affirmation. You might constantly be doing chores for them, but if you don't hear those thank yous or words of appreciation, you'll feel unappreciated and unheard. It's like speaking different languages. They need to show their love by doing things for you, and you need to express your love through words of affirmation. This is exactly where understanding each other's love languages comes in handy. You start noticing these patterns, how your partner expresses love, and how you, in turn, feel most loved. It's like unlocking a secret code to deeper connection. So, let me ask you, what's your love language? Think about it for a second. What makes your heart sing? Is it those heartfelt compliments or that extra effort someone puts into making your life easier? Do you feel most loved when you're showered with gifts, given undivided attention, or simply enveloped in warm embraces? By recognizing your own love language and then learning your partner's, you can start speaking the same language of love. And guess what? It doesn't have to be complicated. Start small. Maybe leave a sweet note for your partner, offer to help them with something they've been stressing about, or just make sure you give them that extra hug. These little gestures can go a long way in making your relationship feel stronger and more fulfilling. Remember, love is a language we all speak, but sometimes it takes a little translation. So, tune in tomorrow for another dose of relationship goals, where we'll be exploring even more ways to build stronger, happier relationships. Until then, keep loving, laughing, and living your best life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.